At Cyprus, we're recognizing that unpaid care in combination with persisting gender stereotypes and job segregation to female and male jobs. We are undertaking holistic policies aiming to remove barriers for women and provide them full access to economic opportunities. To be specific, for work-life balance, we are increasing the number of child and elderly care structures, 36 more by 2026. We have increased maternity leave from 18 weeks to 22 weeks, and by the end of the year, we will extend parental leave until the child's 15th year of age. Mandatory schooling from the age of 4 is now in place. The government has set a minimum wage monthly salary of at least 1,000 gross euros, with a few occupational exceptions, and this affects mostly women. School career advisors are receiving training aiming at the deconstruction of stereotypes and to guide children to careers based on skills rather than unconscious biases, leading children to the so-called male and female profession. The government grants 10 scholarships annually to women for undergraduate studies in the fields of innovation, technology, and shipping. The government is also implementing targeted entrepreneurship programs for women in rural areas, addressing their own specific needs. Also, to address the different needs of women in blue professions and attract more women in the field, we are currently conducting a mapping study to understand these differences and design targeted policies. Last, I would like to have a question for the panelists, if I may. What are those concrete measures you could share on closing the gender pension gap? In Cyprus, the gender pay gap is not 9.7, but the pension gap is 30 plus percent.